Work has begun on the president's signature campaign promise, a border wall with Mexico. U.S. taxpayers are funding it. Maria Villarreal checked it out.
Along the dusty roads between the San Diego-Tijuana border, contractors are racing to build their versions of what Trump's border wall will look like. The winner potentially taking home two federal contracts totaling $600 million. The prototypes will be between 18 and 30 feet high and stretching 30 feet long. Contractors will have a month to build them. Each version could cost up to $500,000. Less than a few miles away from the construction site, we saw a man trying to outrun Border Patrol agents after illegally jumping the fence.
¿Por qué vinieron aquí a Estados Unidos?
Buscamos el mejor futuro de nuestros hijos.
Juan Gomez says he crossed illegally from Mexico to find a better future for his family in the United States. Carlos Diaz is with the Department of Homeland Security.
Our objective is to give the Border Patrol here securing the borders the best tools available for them to be able to secure the border.
So what we have right now isn't good enough anymore.
Well, we're always looking to evolve.
By the way, the wall is happening, folks, okay? Believe me.
So far, President Trump has asked Congress for $1.6 billion.
It's unfortunate that the president is misleading the American public.
Christian Ramirez represents more than 60 human rights organizations along the border that oppose the wall.
A border wall has not made us safe here. Drugs are still being pushed into this country through tunnels and through the ports of entry while we're spending millions of dollars in building prototypes.
Experts estimate President Trump's bigger border security plan, which could include the border wall, could cost upwards of $40 billion. Anthony?
Mireya Villarreal, thanks.